Day 82 was 9 hours and 55 minutes, and we are camped, just me and Rachel are camped right below the start of the Tararua Ranges, heading up to what will be a skipping of the first hut and then on to the next hut. Totally forgot what those huts are called. Do you know the records? You didn't actually pay attention to that? Okay. So, today we left from the
It was a dam.
Yeah, we were at a dam last night, and we left there, and the Dan and Richie, they left us, went up a different trail that will lead to the same hut, but it means that they didn't have to do as much, but it could be steep at the end. However, we've got a pretty big steep part tomorrow too. Kind of confused as to why Te Araroa didn't go that way, because in essence, we've got all the food and everything to go in there and get up, but they're making it go near Levin so you can restock. But got all the food from Palmerston North, so got enough for 10 days. We might be skint by the end of it all, but we've got enough. So we've still got 4 more days before we get out to Waikanae. So today, we climbed up to the peak. Carried way too much mortar with us once we've filled up. But we got up to the peak and got to the Horowhenua lookout and had lunch there and overlooked the small view where there was a viewing platform, and then continued down the steep area to where there was the old tram line was, and followed the tram line track. And that was cool, just seeing some of the cuttings of where the track had been. And we crossed the Makataki River, I think that's what it was, or stream. We crossed that so many times. It was just constant. It was crossover. It was zigzagged over and over and over again. So we went over that, and that was cool. And then got to the end, got to this nice area that we could have camped at. But we wanted to get to this location because it was, we didn't want to have to add on an extra 2 hours tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be hard enough as it is. It's about 8 hours, but we... being that Rachel's new to all this, she's pace is slow and she's hurting a bit. Day 3 for her, and she's her last 2 hours on the road, which wasn't far at all, but it dragged on, didn't it? It was tough, right?
Yes, it was.
So she is very tired.
I'm very tired. Mind you, I was awake very early by a possum.
Yeah, it was a possum. And we've already heard, we're laying down, we've already heard a possum now. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that was day 82.
Bye.
So